But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know what that means? The double digit disco.
Yep.
Burn, baby, burn.
And you can see it in full effect on Twitch, twitch.tv, 97.1 The Ticket.
How would you describe what we're wearing?
Oh, I'd prefer not to describe what you're wearing.
I went all in, baby.
Yeah, you got the disco rainbow shirt on.
Couple weeks late, but we're here. We're dancing. We're discoing.
Hey, and obviously we got the disco chain. We got the
glasses.
The glasses. And no, I did not have eye surgery. If I had eye surgery, this is not the set of sunglasses that I probably would choose to wear, especially at 6 in the morning. Now, 8 o'clock, it's just not that bright outside.
Jim, you look awesome. People need to check out Twitch and look at you. Like, I actually think you look the part. Like, he looks legit to me with that shirt on and those glasses. Like, you, I could see you totally walking into Studio 54 and you'd hold your own.
You know what? It would be the approach as well. He would be riding up on his Vespa with the sunglasses, no helmet, the rainbow shirt, and the disco chain. Walk it in like he owned the place.
That's what the Lions did yesterday. They owned the place, baby.
They didn't show up in their Vespa, though.
They did not. They showed up with a whole lot of horsepower.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We're getting phone calls in, right? We got TJ Lang coming up in an hour. We'll have some overreactions potentially. But I want to hear from you guys. We both want to hear just the joy, the exuberance, and the big takeaways you had, right? That was a swing game for a lot of people and their belief level in this football team. You win, you get the home games, you play fewer games, you're going to the Super Bowl, right? You lose, and it's the path through broken glass. It's three road games. It's their percentage of going to the Super Bowl would have been cut in half or more if they lost that game. Instead, they stay in the catbird seat. They're in the spot where everybody wants to be. They're hosting more games at that place with you guys being crazy, with that fan base being activated. It's all going through Detroit.
Yep. And the response on Twitch to your outfit, Cookies looks great. You look like the Jesus in the Big Lebowski.
Okay.
No one messes with the Jesus.
Let's go to the phones. 248-539-9797. We got Matt next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I had a great time watching the game, and I thought it was going to be a shootout. It wasn't. It was a defensive game. And so the Lions have the bye, and Anzalone looked really good. At least I thought he looked really good. So with this extra week of rest, he's going to look amazing. And then something that I would never be able to do in Detroit is sit on the 50-yard line. I'm in Nashville for work. I was on the 50-yard line for the Titans game. It cost me $46, where in Detroit, probably like $5,000.
No kidding.
Probably not far off.
Yeah, I had a great time. I mean, Titans suck, but I had fun watching Lions crush the Vikings.
There's no question about it. I mean, that game last night, whether you were in the stadium, you were at home, the energy was what it was just great energy.
That game was built up, right?
And the Lions delivered on the hype, the buildup, everything. They delivered.
248-539-9797. I know there will be some downplaying because it's Sam Darnold and he didn't look sharp, right?
That was a 14-win team.
It's a 14-win team with a top 10 offense, and Detroit's defense was battered and bruised. To have that effort, to have that performance, it's encouraging, and there's nothing you can say to the contrary. That they had that game plan, that they heated him up, that they got pressure on him, that they threw him off. It's Aaron Glenn. It's Alex Anzalone. It's Amik Robertson. And I'm not willing to tell you that's not real. Right, I'm not telling you they're suddenly a top 10 defense, John, but for those who are panicking about this team, they're going to have a bye week, and they're going to get reinforcement throughout the playoffs. They're going to be favored. They're going to be at home. They're going to the Super Bowl.
It's about marrying a defense that needs to be good enough, whatever that means on any given Saturday or Sunday moving forward, to where the offense is. And this is an offense that has just blown people out. It's an offense that at times has sputtered, and the defense has stood up. Let's go back to Houston. Let's talk about that game. Let's talk about the fact that they had 5 turnovers and they still won the game. That was a win for the defense. The Titans game was a win for special teams. The offense has stood up so many times this year. They averaged over 33 points a game, and they underperformed their average. They only scored 31, but the defense only allowed 9. Against an offense that has the best receiver in football, Justin Jefferson, maybe if they're not the best receiving core, a top 3 receiving core with Jefferson, Addison, Hockenson, Akers coming out of the backfield. Like this was an offense. You cannot, I don't think we can give the defense enough flowers. Aaron Glenn, Alex Anzalone, Terrion Arnold, Amik Robertson, the job that he did because he was going to be spotlighted throughout the course of that game. His task was Justin Jefferson. There was a camera on that matchup every single play, and he knew it, and he stood up and made the plays when they had to be made.
That's a little bit of Dan Campbell. We'll play the full locker room speech before the hour ends. 248-539-9797. Back to the phones we go, where we have Kristen in Northville. You're on 97.1. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you know, you asked a caller earlier what it was like when he walked in the game, what time he got there. We walked in at about 6 o'clock, and I have never seen that place so packed that early. And the energy was crazy. I mean, during the game, I've never heard it that loud. It's so loud there to begin with. It was just crazy. It was just electric. It was awesome.
Yeah, next to the draft, it had to be the biggest party in Detroit.
It was amazing. And I was at the last playoff game last year. That was loud. I'm telling you, it was louder. It was the energy. It's just this team, the defense, everything. Gibbs, it was just awesome.
I think we all knew. And Kristen, like, are you a season ticket holder?
I am.
How long have you been a season ticket holder?
So this is the first year we got season tickets, but we were at every game last year. I went to the Kansas City game last year, Chicago this year. I mean, we're diehards. And between last year and this year, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and I think everybody knew if the Lions could ever get good, that this city would absolutely go bonkers. And I think you saw a little bit of that at the draft, with the excitement leading up to this season and how much fun it is to be an NFL fan in Detroit. And then we've seen it all season long with a team that is 15-2, that the fans are just going to lose their mind. We've lost our mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, the draft, I mean, the national stage we've been on, you know, between the draft, the season, everything, just Detroit as a whole, it's just so great for the city. It's so great for the team. I just love it.
Yeah. And Dan said all week, this is what we've been working for. This is the spotlight that we have wanted.
248-539-9797. Speaking of Campbell and the spotlight, David and Taylor has a great phone call here. David, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good. Good morning.
So you guys have covered everything except for why isn't Dan Campbell being considered coach of the year? And the other thing is the stats on fourth down conversion for touchdowns. I'll leave you with that. Thank you.
Yeah, David, I think Dan Campbell should be the coach of the year.
Hands down. I think it should be unanimous.
there was the betting markets that had Kevin O'Connell as the favorite. But I'm sorry, if you lose both games, or in this case, you win both games, you're Dan Campbell, and you do it with 22 guys injured, and you win the best division in football by going 6-0, you win 15 games, you're the coach of the year. And I really thought he stuffed Kevin O'Connell in a locker. I thought his aggressiveness, their fourth down decisions, they led to touchdowns. Minnesota tried because they felt they had to keep up, and then they settled. That's also not a winning formula. They had them reeling over there. It's to me, it's obvious. It's Dan Campbell.
Yeah, no disrespect to the job that Kevin O'Connell has done with Sam Darnold. Nobody thought Sam Darnold would be able to come in and lead a team to 14 wins. It's a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But it just pales in comparison to what Dan Campbell has been able to do with this team. Now, did he start the year with more weapons? Sure he did. But as the year went on, obviously starting in week 5, those weapons, the best ones, started to drop by the wayside. And he refused to let this team wallow in pity. He refused to let them use injuries as an excuse. He has pulled them kicking and screaming along, and everybody that doubted them throughout the course of this year, oh, well, there's just too many injuries. You can't possibly win 14 games. There's too many injuries. You can't be the number one seed. Oh, you have to get the number one seed if you have any chance of getting to the Super Bowl. Well,
they've got it.
They've got the number one seed. They've only got to win 2 games, and then they're going to be down in New Orleans.
And you talked about it. They may have to face an Allen or a Mahomes or a Lamar or somebody, but you're going to get in the game. You're going to have a chance, and you may have reinforcements by then, right? Aiden's down on the sideline. Carlton Davis not ruled out. Derek Barnes not ruled out for the season. Like, you could get 1, 2, or even all 3 of these guys back. And to get there, you have to win 2 games at home. You'll be favored in both. 248-539-9797. Back to the phones we go. Cam in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Cameron, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, so one thing is, I live in Midtown, and me and my wife don't even leave the house where they have Lions games. It just takes too long to get back home. And the second thing is, all the analysts that were saying that they were favoring the Vikings to win because of the injuries Detroit had, it's Detroit's sheer will. Like, Detroit pushes their will on you. They don't look like a battered team. They look like a fully healthy team because Aaron Glenn has looked like he's going to sip some coffee down there. Like, the defense coordinator is just having his way. And I just love to watch this game. I'm mad that I had to send my children to bed because they had school in the morning and I couldn't watch it with them. But it was so fun watching it with my wife.
You didn't consider letting them stay up just this once?
I couldn't, man. You don't know these guys. These guys will be wired.
Yeah. You talk about imposing your will on another team. That's the one thing that I love about football, is the physicality, the violence, and the fact that you can impose your will. You can, when you are the dominant, when you're the big dog, you can force somebody who doesn't want to get pushed a certain way, who doesn't want to get pushed down the field. When you physically dominate another grown-ass man, there is absolutely no other feeling in the world that is as great as that.
It's well said. We got much more ahead. 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. When dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham & Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury, whether personal income tax or business payroll taxes. You're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Back to back, Kings in the North.
Yeah.
6-0 in the best division in football left no doubt, John.
No, and I really believe when you look at Kansas City, you look at New England when Belichick and Brady were there, this is 2. But I think there's so many more. that are on the way. And you think about Kansas City and how many times they've won their division, how many times they've gotten the number one seed. I really feel like yesterday was the coronation. And obviously, I haven't played a playoff game yet. We're not going to play one for 2 weeks. Got the number one seed. But it feels like the Detroit Lions absolutely took control of this division. And for the foreseeable future, we are the kings of the North.
When they lost Aiden Hutchinson, I didn't know how they'd match up with Minnesota. They found a way, got it done. I didn't know about going outdoors to Green Bay, got it done. And from that moment on, I've picked them every single week. Now, Buffalo's loss, it filled you with some dread. They lost some key players. They missed Alex Anzalone. Guess who's back? Alex Anzalone. Guess what? They're going to have a bye now. They're going to get more guys back. They're going to have a favorable matchup playing at Ford Field. The path is there to go to a Super Bowl. The path is there to win a Super Bowl when they get Aiden back and they get potentially Carlton Davis or Derek Barnes back. Like, I wake up today feeling like they cemented themselves as the Super Bowl favorites again.
And I'm never going to sit there and say a loss is a good thing. That's not, when I say this, it's not regarding that. But there is a certain awareness that this team now has of what they will face if they make the Super Bowl. Whether
it's if business, John.
Right. Whether it's Kansas City, whether it's Baltimore, whether it's Buffalo. If they make the Super Bowl, they are very aware of what it will take to beat one of those teams. Now, they've obviously got to get there, and the path is not going to be easy, but it's a hell of a lot easier knowing that you got a bye week and you got two home games to get to New Orleans.
We got jam-packed lines, so let's make some room for you guys. 15-2 Express arrives with a double-digit disco. I mean, just awesome. Aaron Glenn Masterclass, Dan Campbell stuffs KOC in a locker. The one seed, the division, the celebration, the path to the Super Bowl goes through Ford Field. Let's start with AC in Detroit. AC, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas. Happy Victory Monday.
Yeah, same to you.
So I just wanted to say really quick, like, hats off to my man Aaron Glenn. Like, he schemed up a defense. Like, that was the biggest thing that kind of got me feeling like, oh, we got a chance to win a Super Bowl, but we're not the favorites any longer. But I'm not. He's changed my mind. Like, the way he schemed up and stopped and took out Justin freaking Jefferson, three catches. Like, I have no doubt that he'll be able to scheme up a defense to defend any team that we have to face for our next three wins. Three wins, baby. Well,
AC, I mean, how about Aaron Glenn and the punching bag that he had kind of become for the first 2 years? And then we thought this year with the revamped secondary, Aiden going into his third season, the fact that he was going to finally have more tools to play with and to work with than he's ever had. And each week since week five, some of those tools have been removed, but he has continued to rise to the occasion to put together a plan. And especially in week 18 against Minnesota, against Justin Jefferson and that offense, I thought he did a remarkable job of getting this team ready, motivating them, and then putting together a game plan that they could go out there and execute.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is – I hate to be like – I want to enjoy this. I want to keep looking towards right now, but – that's even more reason why we need to get it done this year, because he won't be here next year.
Exactly.
But we have to get this done this year.
You're going to see coaches fired today on Black Monday, and he's going to be a hot name, especially after that performance. Oh, yeah. John, I still think back to before the season started, we had Dan Campbell on, and we've had him on all year. But I remember specifically, I think it was you that asked him about the continuity with the coordinators, and he perked up. And he's talking faster, and you can hear the energy in his voice. And I do think the fact that they brought those guys back lets them go a little deeper in the playbook. We've seen it with Ben Johnson. It allows them to have more wrinkles and counters for Aaron Glenn on defense. It's a huge part of why they're so good.
When you know what the expectations are, and I talk about this, or used to talk about it in college football when a coach had been there for a long time. When you know what the expectations are, it's a lot easier to meet them. And these players are meeting the expectations of Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn. And now, like you mentioned, you can go a little bit deeper into the playbook because you know what the results are supposed to be, what it's supposed to look like, what it's supposed to feel like.
248-539-9797. Pages and pages of ticket text, but the people who've been waiting, let's get to them. Let's get to Rick. You're on 97.1. Good morning, Rick.
Morning. So I was lucky enough to go with my 13-year-old son to our first game together. It was amazing. Like, the pure joy on his face our faces. It was just incredible. Like, the whole atmosphere was like anything I've ever experienced. I've never been to a Lions game currently at Ford Field. It was just amazing. And so just to be able to share that with my son just really just made it so much more special. And getting up this morning for the first day back at school stunk, but we're doing it, and here we are. But it was an amazing night last night, something we'll both never forget.
Rick, what were some of the comments when you finally got back in your car after leaving that game that your son shared with you? What was the conversation like on the ride home?
He was basically like in tears, like, thank you, Dad. That was so amazing. Thank you for taking me. I'm so glad we got to do that together. And we were just sharing how it was just something we'll both never forget, and we'll have that together. And I mean, it was just a father-son moment that we're just always going to cherish together.
Yeah. And then today, first day back at school, he gets to be a big man on campus. I was at the game last night.
If he's not asleep, correct.
Yes. Rick, that's awesome. I'm so glad you got to do that with your son. That's a really special moment. John, I referenced the ticket text off air. I've sifted through the pages and found it. How do you feel about this story? It's from Jacob in Plymouth. He said, did you guys see the post game on Channel 4? The woman brought her dead dad in a Ziploc bag to the game. I'm torn. It's a little creepy, but I also understand that this is very special for people, and they do wish they could have experienced it with dad or mom or that uncle, whoever they were going to games with.
Well, you and I have only been doing this just shy of a year now. We're coming up on a year. But we both grew up here. We've both heard the stories of people saying, I don't think I'm going to ever live long enough to watch a season like we've just watched for the Detroit Lions. And some didn't. And I think it's special for an individual to bring, I don't know if he was a season ticket holder.
Right.
Sure, a lifelong Lions fan
I'm
that
sure.
just never got a chance to witness this. And you, whatever you believe in, it doesn't matter. It matters what that family believes in. Their dad got a chance to experience it.
Those are some of the most emotional stories. And we saw and heard them last year when they finally made the playoffs and won playoff games. Like, that, my dad would have loved this, or my grandfather would have loved this. And he never thought we'd see it, but here we are seeing it.
Well, pair those two calls together.
Yeah.
Where we've got a dad that took his 13-year-old son. And who knows what happens down the road. Regarding, you know, what happens in their lives. But I guarantee you at some point that son's going to say, hey, dad, maybe it's even at his funeral. Dad took me to my first Lions game at 13, and this is one of the great memories of their life.
Don't discount that. Let's get to Kyle on a cell. Kyle, you're on 97.1. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I mean, you guys are leading right into my call. My dad was a season ticket holder for about 10 years, up until about 2010. He had to move out of state to take a job. Never missed a game, even out in South Dakota. Went to bars, pirated, whatever he had to do to watch him out there. He passed away on Friday, and we talked about the Lions almost every day, and he... You know, I like to think that he was sitting at midfield last night, you know, best seats in the house to the biggest game of the best season that he had ever seen in his life. And, you know, you guys just touched on it. This isn't a win just for all of us that actually got to watch on TV or be there in person, but for all of those that dedicated their whole lives to, you know, a team that, you know, maybe wasn't deserved of lifelong fandom for some years, but you know, those type of people stuck through it, and you know, I like to think that they're finally being rewarded now. You know, and I'm so happy that people get to make those memories with their children, and you know, and know that their parents or, like you said, uncles or whoever are still watching with them, because I mean, this is something that it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, sorry for your loss.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm so sorry.
And I can only imagine what watching that game last night probably meant to you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was telling all my buddies, you know, like, you know, the boys went out and won for Bill, you know, and they didn't win, you know, last minute and make us all sweat. You know, they went out and imposed their will and absolutely demolished. And, you know, that was the type of energy that, You know, he never got to witness at Ford Field. I went to every home game with him the year we went 0-16, you know, and the energy was very, very different. You know, so, you know, he's watching now, and the boys can go out and win the Super Bowl, and he'll be there to watch it.
And there's no doubt it means more because of the scars, because of the dark times, because of all the losing you endured. You appreciate this so much more, and it's obvious when you see crowds and you see takeovers and you see, I mean, the reaction today and every single Monday. I mean, we've had so many Victory Mondays, and it never gets old. We'll keep talking to you guys. TJ Lang at 902. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, Heather here. These days, online scammers are everywhere. Whether it's those fake missed delivery texts or those urgent bake alerts, these scams look more convincing than ever. But I've got some good news. You can protect yourself from online scammers without being a tech expert. That's where McAfee Total Protection comes in. It's designed to help you live a worry-free life online. And worry-free means you don't need to wonder if that text message is a scam, right? You don't need to start worrying if new threats are going to pop up on your PC or if you're safe from identity theft. It means you can just go ahead and manage your finances online, shop online, do whatever you were doing online without fear. Because McAfee provides award-winning protection you can rely on. You can trust McAfee to keep your devices, privacy, and identity safer. Visit McAfee.com/online protection today to get award-winning online protection for just $39.99 your first year. That's McAfee.com/online protection. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
Dan Miller, Lomas Brown, Za'Darius Smith picking up a sack early in the game against his former team. Lomas said, we've been waiting. First in four games, did it in the biggest game. It's kind of a theme, right? Jahmyr Gibbs, four touchdowns, big game, best player step up.
Unbelievable. I mean, it was, I don't want to say unbelievable because I think it was something that we had all been sitting on the edge of our seats anticipating could happen. I don't know that we predicted that this defense, with as many injuries as they've suffered, would hold the Vikings to only 9 points, four trips in the red zone, so many inside the 5-yard line, and that defense just kept standing up.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. We'll get the ticket text and the phone calls in the mix. Texter says, Rico was hating on Cookies yesterday for being so confident, joking about we'll win by 21. Well, they did. I don't understand. It's not even a Rico thing. Why people get mad at you for believing in this team or having confidence going into games with this team? Have they not displayed the football that backs it up? They've lost two games all season long.
Okay, so 2-6 has been on us all year long. And it started when the schedule came out. And I was at 14 wins. Tom was at 14 wins. You were much more reserved. And we threw you under the bus because you said, what, 12?
Yeah, I was a hater.
I know. But this is a team that, and originally it was built to be, I mean, without the Hutch injury, without as many, I mean, this is a team that possibly, now they lost to Tampa, right? And that was at full strength.
Yeah.
All right, so could they have been a 16-win team? Who knows?
I don't know. Either way, this is it's special.
Yeah, you can hate all you want because football logic says, yeah, it's really hard and unlikely to win 14. It's even much harder with all the obstacles that they've faced to win 15.
And we've talked about it. I mean, we're on every day, and we're going to talk through how we feel. And those Minnesota and Green Bay road games won me over completely. I looked at that and thought, boy, this team is on another level. They are the team that you guys thought they were preseason 14, and I even tried to one-up you and go 15. They are clearly special. What's happening right now is special, and it's why I think yesterday cemented, maybe re-cemented, that they're the Super Bowl favorites, that this is theirs.
See, these guys, the team has a spine that most teams don't have in this league. They really do, man. They went back to their DNA, and we'll play the Campbell locker room sound in just a second. But he play like we remember who we were. And look, I think people overreacted to Buffalo a little bit, and then they let all of a sudden the Minnesota Vikings offense was going to be the Buffalo Bills offense, and it's not because of the QB. Remember, the NFL MVP came in here and played his A game that day, and they jumped on the Lions in that game. Maybe it swayed people too much. I think people thought fairly, and people who were kind of being naysayers, that the defense didn't have an answer, that Aaron Glenn didn't. Well, he did. And I think they went out to San Francisco to win the game last week, but they didn't go 100% in. They didn't show that look last night. And Anzalone made some humongous plays in that game last night when the game was still kind of undecided. And he didn't – look, you had a guy you could rely on, and now you've got Campbell and Anzalone instead of just Campbell.
If they play Buffalo again in the Super Bowl, but they have Alex Anzalone this time, and they have Derek Barnes this time, and they have Aiden Hutchinson, even giving them something –
they lost.
Maybe Carlton Davis too. Yeah. You see how this very quickly changes.
Yeah, or he becomes more competitive. And look, elite quarterbacks were always going to be the problem for this team.
For everyone.
And especially when you don't have Hutchinson, it's really going to be a problem. And when you play one coming up at some point here, it's going to be a lot harder than it was last night. The difference in this game was that people bought into Sam Darnold. They elevated Sam Darnold to Jared Goff status, and that was a huge mistake people made. They let all the bad defensive stuff that was going on here with this team lately try to make Sam Darnold just as good as Jared Goff, and he's not. And look, who would have thought they win by 22 and give up under 10 points, and you lose a turnover battle 2-0?
Well, and here's the other thing, too. I mentioned about what did you learn in that Buffalo game? Don't let those lessons die in vain, because you more than likely you're going to end up facing the Eagles in the NFC Championship game, which will be held at Ford Field. Huge. We talked about how important that was, but it's a run game and it's a mobile quarterback, much like you faced against Josh Allen and that Bills run game. What lessons did you learn? If you're able to overcome that hurdle, how much better will you be the next time if it is Josh Allen and the Bills, or if it's Mahomes and the Chiefs, or if it's Lamar Jackson and the Ravens? How much better will you be at that moment, taking away anybody that may be on the horizon that could come back and help play in that game, but just the lessons learned about how you have to prepare and play against the Eagles or in the Super Bowl against any opponent that you may face?
Yeah, I mean, the takeaway yesterday was that the defense bowed up. Great in the red zone. That's Aaron Glenn. That's Amik Robertson. That's Alex Anzalone. It's a hell of a game plan. Minnesota thought they had Jared Goff because they were throwing in the red zone repeatedly. And Darnold, I think, was 1 of 8 in the first half throwing in the red zone. Overthrows. He's seeing ghosts. Happy feet. They heated him up, and they made him into a very fragile quarterback.
Well, even the fact that Amik Robertson, I don't know that he was in the head of Justin Jefferson, but you could see Justin Jefferson was getting frustrated. And the reception that he didn't get both feet in the back of the end zone, that's a catch he normally makes and gets both feet in.
And they frustrated him, and it became obvious. Anyway, Dan Campbell locker room. We've been playing this for people every Victory Monday. And Dan, in his element, yet again, love it.
Yeah, love it. And, I mean, he talked about the journey. And, you know, you love to hear everything there. Two-time now division winners with the number one seed, and the job that Jahmyr Gibbs has done. And he mentioned it in there, setting a franchise record for the amount of touchdowns. How many people were bemoaning the fact that Jamal Williams, who had 17 touchdowns, it was a 22 season?
Mm-hmm.
How could they possibly not re-sign him? He was the heart and soul of this team. And then they go and they draft a quarter or a running back in the first round. What are you thinking? I think if answers weren't there the last 2 years, they had to be answered last night with what Jahmyr Gibbs is and provides this offense and the workhorse that he can be.
Guys, it's clear as day. What did you take out of that football game? And if you want to bask and celebrate, you know the number. 248-539-9797. TJ Lang coming up at 9:02. It's 97.1.
Hey, football fans, buckle up, because for the first time ever, we've got 5 straight days of playoff football in college and the pros, and FanDuel is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. That's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. With a no-sweat SGP, you can combine your bets from the same game for a chance at an even bigger winnings, and if it doesn't hit, you're going to get your bonus bets back. So not only do you have to watch, not only to get to watch 5 straight days of playoff football, That's also five chances to win big. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to be part of this epic run. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. It's a great playoff, payoff, and it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued is now in trouble. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Four touchdown day for Jahmyr Gibbs. Led the NFL in touchdowns, set a Lions record. He stepped up big. And the offense wasn't humming from the jump, but you stick with it. He gets to the second level, John. He's special at the second level.
Yeah. I mean, when he's special really at any point. I mean, he's proven he can run between the tackles, but when he hits that extra gear, and you can almost see him shift into gear on the edge. Or when he gets the ball out in space, it's so much fun and special to watch.
He accelerates while changing directions. You're not supposed to be able to do that, but he can do that. And that's why when you get linebackers going side to side, that he's got a step, he gone. And we saw it. I mean, we saw him be a game breaker in the first game against Minnesota with a 45-yard touchdown. He had another 40-yard run in this game.
Well, there was a play too. I mean, it was a no gain, but Graham got beat across his face. And just as soon as Jahmyr gets the ball, he spins, avoids that one, gets back to the line of scrimmage. Like some of his epic moves in the backfield don't end up in huge gains, but just to get back to the line of scrimmage.
He's also stepped up in pass pro a little bit. Montgomery was very good there.
When they brought Metellus on one of the blitzes and Jahmyr Gibbs came across the front of Jared Goff and stoned him. Absolutely. So you've got a big safety running downhill with a 10-yard sprint, and you're able to stop him in his tracks, that is huge. And Jahmyr Gibbs has done it all.
We have a ton of phone calls to get to.
How about this one? We got a Twitcher from Scotland.
Yeah.
Hello from Scotland. Game finished around 5 a.m. our time. I am delightfully exhausted, but I've got 2 whole weeks to sleep. Thanks for listening from Scotland.
Yeah, shout out Scotland this morning. We'll get these phone calls in the 9 o'clock hour. TJ Lang is going to strut into the studio at 9:02. Let's get to Heather's news.
No, that's all right. Greg is busy with so many phone calls.
Okay. I don't need the background music. That's all right. Listen to this, you guys. Nicki Minaj could be facing charges here in Detroit over an alleged assault. There it is. She's been sued for allegedly slapping her manager and then threatening to derail his career during a concert that she performed at Little Caesars Arena. So I guess Detroit police have requested a warrant from the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, which could then issue criminal charges against Minaj. So he is also in this lawsuit. He says not only was he hit by her, he had to hide in the bathroom and he was abandoned in Detroit. She left him, didn't bother to get him on the tour bus or however they were going flying somewhere. Anyway, he's seeking undisclosed damages. So this time of year, it's the time when college football players, you know, might declare for the NFL draft or enter the transfer portal. Well, University of Washington linebacker Drew Fowler declared for something else in this now viral social media post. So after his team's loss in the Sun Bowl, you know, his college football playing career was officially over. So he jumped on social media to declare for the workforce instead.
This is amazing.
And a lot of people are loving his post. So, you know, he thanked his coaches and his teammates and everyone who helped him along the way. And then he wrote, "With that being said, I'm officially declaring for the job market. I need a job. If you or anyone you know has an employment opportunity, I am your guy. Gritty, hardworking, sneaky, athletic, locker room guy. Will bring my lunch pail to work. My LinkedIn is updated, and I am hashtag open to work."
His social media or LinkedIn had to absolutely blow up. I guarantee you that was as awesome a post, because we see it all the time. I'm entering the transfer portal.
Right.
I'm declaring for the NFL. And for this, I'm declaring for the job market.
Yes.
What a great post.
Yep. This next story is I love this story. It's something that I want to happen at some point in my lifetime to me. Not exactly this, but something like this. So there's this guy in Illinois who found a decades-old Christmas present inside the wall of his childhood home. Okay, so the childhood home is still in the family.
Right.
And he was there. He's now 53 years old, okay? So he was there. He was doing like a small remodel job in the bathroom of his parents' home. And he found this hidden treasure just tucked away behind the drywall. It was a gift for him that he should have received 46 years ago when he was just 6 years old.
How did it end up there? And what was it?
Well, he said that the home has like been passed down, and they've had additions added on. So he believes that his parents used to hide the Christmas gifts up in the attic. So he thinks that when after these additions, it kind of like got slipped down behind one of the walls, behind the drywall. And it was in this old like Disney-themed wrapping paper, and it was a set of Matchbox Thunder Jets, which he said he would have loved to receive when he was six. So... just something cool. His mom says she doesn't even remember buying it. Like, she doesn't remember the gift, but it was labeled for him. So there it was. A Dallas Cowboys cheerleader is going viral after she got drilled in the head by a ball off the foot of kicker Brandon Aubrey. Did you see this?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. So she was performing there on the sideline on Sunday when, whoop, right there in the back of the head, she went down. Then immediately got back up. Her teammates made sure she was all right. She seems to be doing fine. She did post on social media that she was A-okay, but kind of an odd way to end your season, I guess.
No question.
Yeah. And some other major news. Justin Trudeau is ready to resign as Canadian Prime Minister, and he could do so as early as today. So after 9 years in the office, he is expected to resign before this big general election later this year that he was widely expected to lose. It sounds like he wants to make the announcement very soon before his party's big caucus meeting on Wednesday. He wants to make sure it doesn't look like he was forced out by his party's lawmakers.
No, just quit, right? Instead of getting voted out, I'm going to go out on my terms.
Huh. It's going to resign. Yep. Yeah. You guys, the world's oldest person has passed away.
Oh, no.
Last August, there was a Japanese woman who became the oldest living person at 116 years old. She was born on May 23rd, 1908. And according to Guinness World Records, she attended an all-girls high school. She played volleyball. She was 32 when Japan entered World War II. She managed the office of her husband's factory. And she said she lived so long, or they attributed her family to her long life, because she was so active. You guys, she was mountain climbing into her 100s.
That's impressive. Wow.
Yeah. So that's the key, John. Just continue to stay active and mountain climb. Yep.
Yes.
Now, the world's oldest living person is a Brazilian woman who is also 116 years old. She was just born.
Good for her.
Yeah. Good. Great for her.
And the currently secondly oldest person in the world is Stoney.
Right. Yes. Yes. Still kicking and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, TJ Lang, full fallout from another Lions win. This one, a clincher. It's 97-1.